Minecraft is played just about everywhere there's an internet connection. Though there are plenty of battle scenarios, the game is mostly about building stuff, structures, worlds.
Minecraft is pretty much made of blocks. You can kind of build whatever you want with these. So I can just build a little house right here.
That's my son, Ben.
You need a mouse for this. You can't just use the trackpad, otherwise it's really hard. You left-click to destroy a block, and you're...
Now the United Nations is using Minecraft to help people in developing countries visualize urban construction plans.
You know, they can be quite difficult to understand if you're not a trained architect, and particularly when you work with people with low levels of education, like the community in Kibera.
Kibera is Nairobi's largest informal settlement, a slum. UN Habitat's Pontus Westerberg was helping residents there develop one of Kibera's only remaining open spaces. But there was a hitch. It was already being used for soccer. And the soccer players were dead set against a plan that would cut off part of the field for an access road.
They said no, they wouldn't allow that to happen because they really cherished that sports field. And they just wanted it to be a place where they could continue playing their normal football.
Community organizer Felix Odur knew it was critical to get the players on board. So did Pontus Westerberg.
So the only way out seemed to be to either make the football pitch smaller or leaving out the access route and keeping the football pitch bigger.
This is where Minecraft comes in.
My name is Phil Southam. I co-own a YouTube channel called Fire UK. We specialize in Minecraft videos.
Phil Southam was hired by UN Habitat to build a Minecraft model of the playing field. His construction crew, Minecraft gamers at computers all over the globe.
We had, I think, about 10 or so people logging onto Minecraft and going off of the pictures that we had taken and had received from UN Habitat.
Photos of the field, a patch of dirt surrounded by tin roof shacks. That was the starting point.
And then we just spent, I think it was about 3 days or so, just building the area in Minecraft, trying to get every little detail correct.
To show what a transformed public space would look like in a time-lapse construction video with a musical soundtrack. There would be a new football field with AstroTurf, space for a market, community kitchen, public garden, streetlights, parking, and the controversial access road. Phil Southam packed up his computer equipment and flew to Nairobi for a meeting of all the groups concerned about the Kibera playing field.
I guess the people that were using the soccer field were very unsure as to whether they were going to lose some space because it's very rare in that area to actually have a size of football pitch that they have. So they didn't want any changes that were going to come in and take that away from them.
We were shown designs, 3D designs.
Felix Odur was there with the soccer players' representatives and Pontus Westerberg of UN Habitat.
It was the first time they seen it and they were very excited about it.
They were able to, in the model, walk up to the corner where the proposed cut of the football field was supposed to be.
One of the representatives just stood up and walked and started pointing because it was being projected on the wall of the meeting hall, and it was very excited.
Minecraft builder Phil Southam says that's the moment he knew the simulation had done its job.
Once we'd actually shown them that, look, you guys get to have the football field, you can have your access, you know, no one's losing any ground, everything became a lot calmer. So
conflict resolved. But what was on the computer screen has yet to be built. Felix Odur wonders whether it'll happen. He says so many organizations have promised so much to the people of Kibera. For UN Habitat and the makers of Minecraft, the Kibera project has been an important first step. They're taking what they learned in Nairobi on the road to cities around the globe. For The World, I'm Stephen Snyder.